play 92.3 The Fan, but oh, wait.
There's wait?
More. There's wait, and there's more.
There's some more?
Yeah, you can find us, 92.3 The Fan, on YouTube.
Yes.
And it includes all the shows here.
Everybody's
Carmen,
on there.
Carmen Lima, 6 to 10 a.m. Baskin Phelps, 10 to 2. Wilson Peterlin, 2 to 7. Each and every weekday on 92.3 The Fan's YouTube channel. You can subscribe to that channel for free, and then you can watch all the best content from your favorite shows on The Fan, live and on demand right now.
And you've got a new way to talk to us, too, as well, because we're going to watch the stream that's going on YouTube as well. And I'm looking at the chat box saying hi to people like Tempe1D and Go Buckeyes. I don't know.
So they want to flip us off, they can just put a little emoji
and
there.
And then there are people that don't like us. I'm trying to find them. I'll even say hi to them, too. I don't even know who they are. I can't find. There were a bunch of people on there that were. You're just rattling something about, oh, another. There was a thing about Stefanski that we, like, oh, Stefanski apologists. I don't know that we've apologized, or if we haven't said anything, we can't. Sorry that we have the opinion that we actually like the guy and we think he's going to be successful in the league somewhere else. And there were times when we were irritated with him, too. And now it's a fresh start for everybody, because at some point you got to turn the page. Kevin is no longer the head coach. They're going to have another head coach, and you're going to move forward, because it doesn't really matter who the head coach is. They're still the Browns, and they're the team we grew up with, right?
They're the team that we watch every Sunday, Andy.
That's right. What happens if they get better and they play on Sunday night or Monday?
You know, one thing,
or Wednesdays or Thursdays or Fridays.
Doing this Saturday forever.
Yeah.
It always cracks me up how people so personally attack anybody.
Yeah.
Because they have an opinion on sports.
Yeah, I mean, like, most of your opinions are wrong, but I still appreciate them.
Sure, and I thank you for that.
Yeah.
You know, what an idiot that guy is. Well, okay.
Oh, there we go.
I had an opinion about sports.
An apologist for that. Wait a second. He said Shedeur Sanders had a good throw. Oh, man, I hate Shedeur. That's a horrible take. Or, oh, man, I think Shedeur can really do some things. It's like, oh. I'd love it. You know what I love even more?
Tell me.
When we bring Dan Menigan in to give us a little NFL rapid fire. Hi, Dan.
Greetings. All right, gents, let's begin with the week that was. There was a lot of win and get in and all sorts of stuff in between there. We'll start on the Saturday as the Carolina Panthers lost to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and yet somehow made it into the playoffs. So they got that going for them, which is nice.
How did that happen? It was weird. I'm watching Baker one day. He's excited. Next thing I know, see you later.
Yeah, you're right. That one geared up to be a really good game and then went right into the dumpster.
Yeah.
And the weather was just terrible.
Probably what did it.
You know, poor people sitting under those plastic ponchos in the downpour in 66 degrees. That place had to stink.
It's a bad. I can remember there was an Outback Bowl I covered there, and it was pouring. I also remember covering a Browns preseason game there. It was pouring, man. Like, they get tons of rain down there. It's brutal.
Gulf Coast will get you.
Yeah. And it's not like, it doesn't come down like it does here. Like, okay, maybe we get a little bit of a pour, and that's the end of it. Man.
One word.
Dome. Oh, dome. Good point, Jeff.
Thank you.
Guess we won't feel that air anymore soon in the upcoming
The other
days.
Big win in your in game was the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday Night Football.
A game that was
sloppy and then turned really good at about the fourth quarter of that game.
That was a great game.
That was an old-fashioned AFC Central game. It really, I walked away from that. I said to Jeff when he walked in, I go, did you watch that game? That's how the Browns used to lose in Pittsburgh all the time. Back when they're, and then I'm like, oh, look, it's Baltimore. Yeah, I guess that's the way it plays out. I thought that was one of the best games of the season.
It was really enjoyable.
So,
Lamar Jackson has played really well in some of these big games, and his team has let him down. Remember the Mark Andrews drop?
Oh, yeah.
Tyler Loop missing a field goal. Although teams now think, oh, good. We got a 44-yard field goal. That's no problem.
Yeah, that was interesting how they used that play to set up the field goal there instead of trying to move the ball forward and make it easier.
It's weird. You're right.
That's
weird.
No problem. Rookie, game-winning situation, playoffs on the line. He's got this. Maybe not.
How long were the extra points for the Browns?
48 yards.
Two of them.
Yeah. Well, he's a cornerstone of the franchise and one of the great offseason moves.
Jeff, he only cost you one win, if you think about it. I think.
Sorry.
One.
So, let's look at the AFC playoff picture a little bit.
Okay.
It's as wide open as you could possibly imagine. Every team has some kind of tragic flaw. Do you put the Pittsburgh Steelers as a possible Super Bowl contender, or do you think that they're one and out? I mean, they got the quarterback, they got the wide receiver, the offensive line is good enough. The defense has been poor, but has had success in the past.
Like,
they run the ball well. Like, you could kind of build the narrative where they find themselves into a Super Bowl, or at least in an AFC championship game in a really, really flawed AFC. Do you buy this?
And in the worst case scenario, if you want to look at them this way, they have a really smart quarterback, right? Is Aaron Rodgers not smart? I think he's a smart quarterback. I don't care how old he is.
And I don't know if people have noticed, he played pretty darn well down the stretch. He didn't play like vintage Aaron Rodgers, you know, Green Bay, but he played pretty darn well down the stretch. And can he turn back the clock for another 60 minutes? You bet he can.
If they can beat the Texans, I think they can beat the Broncos too.
I would agree with that.
Right now, in your eyes, who are the clear favorites in the AFC?
That's a good question.
I want to say the Patriots. I just can't. I want to, and I can't, even though the Bills are the sixth seed, how do you rule out the Bills?
Josh Allen's a little banged up, and that defense is bad.
I just think Josh Allen gives him a chance when he walks on the field, even if the defense is bad. I don't know. Who do you like?
Mr. Phelps?
I'd like to say the Patriots, but I can't do that. I'm still looking at Buffalo. And I think the Chargers are a dark horse here. If they can get past New England, they'd play the winner of the Buffalo-Jacksonville game. And I would think they'd have a chance to win that game. But I don't think it's going to be Pittsburgh, and I don't think it's going to be Houston. If I had to guess, comes out of that other side, Patriots, Chargers, Buffalo.
All right, so here's the other thing. If for some reason it is the Patriots, February 9th, every phone call on this station is going to start with, why did we let Vrabel out of the building? Every phone call. Even if they just make it to the Super Bowl, every phone call, why did we let Vrabel out of the building?
Write that down.
Write it down. February 9th, if for some reason the Patriots can go win the whole thing.
So we found ourselves in a position at the end of the season. Once again, and this happens, I would say yearly. It's probably a yearly tradition where a division winner is going to host a playoff game against a team with a better record than they had in the season that we all sat and watched. I mean, the Carolina Panthers have made the playoffs going 8-9, and they are about to have the Rams come into their building. Is this a problem? Do we see this as some kind of problem that needs to be fixed by the NFL? Do they need to go like kind of how the NBA does things where it's just stack them up one to seven? Or is this just like, yeah, it's the way of the world?
As long as you're going to play a divisional format that's as tight as the NFL's is, in other words, you're playing each of the other teams in your division six times or combined for six games in the division, then your division winner needs to be in. If you want to throw that away and just you play each one of those teams once a year, something like that, and then mix it up, then you could change it. But if you're really going to do divisional play and play each team twice, then yeah, your division winner should get in.
It should get a home game, is what you're saying.
Why not?
I mean, obviously you're in. It's the should you get the home game part of it.
Why not?
I mean, the Texans are 12-5. The Steelers are 10-7. Do we give the Steelers credit for having to play the Browns, the Ravens, and the Bengals? Because by giving them a home game, you're giving them credit for the teams they play against.
I think that's just fine.
I think you're right, Jeff. I hate to argue with you on this and not argue with you this because I'm the one that said we should debate this. But as long as you're going to play teams twice, you should be able to be rewarded.
You won something.
Yeah. You should be rewarded with a home game in the first round of the playoffs. Yep. I agree.
All right, gentlemen, let's look at the NFC side of things. Who do we like in the NFC? Are you just circling the Seahawks as the number one seed? Seem to have everything together? Do we look at maybe this Eagles team that they're kind of the sleeping giant that might be getting things together at this point? Maybe the Rams are you're taking? Maybe the Niners starting to get healthy? What do you like in the NFC? Because that seems like more of a gauntlet.
The winner of the Seahawks-Rams game. Because I expect the Rams to beat the Carolina Panthers. And if ask me to pick one right now, I'll take the Rams. But Matthew Stafford had a year like
people haven't seen in a long time. Led the NFL in touchdown passes by a bunch. Didn't throw many picks. Davante Adams has missed three games in a row. He's going to come back healthy. They sat him to make sure that hamstring's okay. He has Puka. They have a good running game. They have two guys who run the ball well, Kyren Williams and Blake Corum. And they play three tight ends a lot. And I think they're going to be, and I think their D's pretty good. I think the Rams are going to be really a tough out. And if they get Seattle, if they get past Carolina and get Seattle, that to me might be the best playoff game we're going to see.
I'm going to stick with Seattle. I've been with them for probably about a month right now. I do think having home field advantage throughout the playoffs makes a difference, especially when you are Seattle. Everyone's got to go at least, 3 hours to get there, no matter where they play. And it's a haul to get to Seattle because Seattle makes that haul everywhere else, too. So go on, Sam Darnold. Come on. See what the Seahawks can do.
My guy,
I'm telling you, being at home when you're Seattle makes a difference because you are on an island. Jeff, you did travel to Sonics games and stuff, didn't you? A couple of Sonics
games? I've never been to a Seattle Supersonic
game. Oh, you never went to a Sonics game? I know that Seattle is just like, it might as well be another continent.
In Seattle a couple of months ago.
Yeah, but I mean, do you get it? The travel there is different.
Yeah,
it's not easy to get to.
It's a tough flight.
Yeah.
It's the outpost of our country.
Oh, it is the outpost of our, I love that. Yes.
Welcome.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen. The very end of this, at least right now, we will not revisit our preseason picks because I don't want to talk about it.
I don't remember them. Do you?
Oh, I minor disaster zone. I had a Super Bowl between the Lions and the Ravens, and neither one of the teams even made the playoffs.
So I might have been with
we're
you.
We're not even.
Nice job, man.
I might have been with you, if that makes you feel better.
Yeah.
Buffalo.
Well, at least one of your teams is in there.
Yeah, there you go.
I got that going for you, which is nice.
A solid six.
I think I had Seattle, Denver.
Right now, give me your final four, and give me your Super Bowl winner. If you would like, I could go first to buy you a little bit of time.
You go first.
All right.
Oh, Jeff wants to go first.
Mr. Phelps, the floor is yours.
NFC. Oh, you mean Final Four all the way around. I'll go Rams against the Eagles in the NFC.
Okay.
And I will go Broncos against the Bills in the AFC.
That was my four.
Really?
That was my exact four.
Man, have we spent too much time
together?
Yeah,
we talked too much to each other. We didn't talk to other people.
You guys do talk to each other. Now I can't remember what Jeff said. I'm going to go.
I went Rams and
Rams-Eagles.
Eagles.
Yeah, which is what I was looking at. I think Sam Darnold short circuits.
49ers are beat up. If they weren't beat up.
Duct tape, chewing gum, and twine.
Yeah.
Kyle Shanahan does it again.
Plus Bosa.
All right, but you didn't say you're going Rams. I'm going Seattle. I'll go Seattle. Philly. I'll go Seattle, Philly on one side. I'll go, man, I just, for some reason, I think the Broncos are going to get that game against the Steelers or Texans. Just kind of roll through that.
Oh,
so
that's that makes sense.
And then I'm going to go Broncos, Patriots.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go Patriots, Seahawks, Seahawks.
Seahawks win the whole thing. Mr. Phelps, who wins the whole thing?
Rams.
I will go the Buffalo Bills win the whole thing.
Hey, there you go.
I think Josh Allen gets over the hump.
Happy.
That's my boy right there.
I think Josh Allen gets over the hump. If he's not going to do it this year, I don't think it's going to happen. I will take the Bills to win the whole thing, though. If the Rams win the whole thing, I would not be surprised.
They could use some wide receiver help.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.